part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It is Saturday night. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and my partner, Kevin McCullough, is off this evening. He is eating chicken noodle soup, and his lovely significant other, I'm sure, is with great vigor rubbing Vicks VapoRub into his feet for hours on end. I'm sure that's what she's doing. So he will recover ASAP. But you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. That's the number to call if you want to have some fun with Stevie B here tonight, who has quite frankly, done a hostile takeover of Baldwin McCullough Live radio program. No, I haven't. But as I said in the first hour, the good Lord answers prayer. I thought one of these days, it's inevitable, Stevie B will take over the airwaves of Baldwin McCullough Live. And it has happened, people. That day has come. And it's, thanks to Ivan and Jackie, it's going a heck of a lot better than I thought. Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And incredible conversation about former president of Egypt, Mubarak, being sentenced to life in prison. Now, I had another kooky thought here. Mayor Mike Bloomberg of New York City. You know, this guy, it's kind of kooky. He's a billionaire, people. B, like boy, billion, billionaire. I hear through people I know, through my sources, my Hollywood celebrity macadocious sources. This guy spends every weekend on some private island he owns. I don't know what it is. That's very, you know, it's off the East Coast. I don't know which one it is. But he goes and he has some G3 private plane, something. He's a billionaire. He's the mayor of New York City and a billionaire. Mike Bloomberg. And every weekend he's running around with his helicopter, and he'll take the helicopter to, you know, probably, I don't know, the Westchester Airport or whatever the private airport is, gets in his Learjet and goes away for the weekend and, you know, does whatever billionaire mayors do for the weekend. That right there is like, you know, how can you be a billionaire and the mayor of New York City? How can you relate to the people? But I shouldn't say anything because God bless America, New York City's the greatest city in the world. I'm from New York. I'm a little jaded, a little biased. I'm not saying that Bloomberg has done a bad job. I'm just saying if you wanted the job because you're so smart about this and that and business and money and whatever, and that made you a billionaire, then why is there still so many potholes? And why is everything so expensive? And why do they write so many parking tickets, Mike? Come on, dude. You're not doing a good enough job, apparently. And if that's not enough, here's what gets me for the second hour of the program tonight. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. Now, dig this. Billionaire, helicopter pirate. Well, there you go. That's a Freudian slip. Helicopter pirate. Billionaire helicopter pilot and New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg is in trouble with neighbors at the East 34th Street heliport who say he has repeatedly broken a curfew when flying in and out of the city out of a landing pad that is a city-owned landing pad. And I'm like sitting here going, you got to be kidding me. 10 years ago in New York City, they set into place a curfew. And it's from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can, I guess, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let me make this statement correct. It's the heliport that Mayor Mike Bloomberg invented out of. It's open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekdays and closed on weekends. In just the last 6 months, Mike Bloomberg, Mayor of New York City, has broken the curfew 16 times in the last 6 months. There's a weekend curfew, no flying at certain times at all on the weekend. Mayor Mike Bloomberg, 16 times in the last 6 months. This guy does whatever he wants with his helicopter. And now you got a New York resident who lives right near the heliport. What's his name now? Mike, I think it's Sticko is the guy's last name. Ron Sticko, who lives right by the heliport, videotapes Bloomberg coming in and out. You clearly see Mike. It's on, you know, it's all over the web. And you got Mayor of New York City breaking the rules. Rules that have been in place for 10 years. You can't fly your helicopter at a certain time. I guess the rules don't apply to Mayor Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire. I guess, you know, my dad used to say something. I'm about 5'10", about 195 pounds. Or at least that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And my dad was 6'1", 275. Big, barrel-chested dude. You did not want to mess with the bulldog. That was his nickname. And my dad would say, you know, you can't have a set of rules for you and a set of rules for everybody else. Just, you know, do unto others, et cetera, et cetera. That's just common sense thinking. Mike Bloomberg is the billionaire mayor of New York City breaking the rules because I guess he's thinking to himself, hey, man, I'm mayor and I'm a billionaire and I own the Bloomberg Network. And I got to listen, people, it's me. I got to do what I got to do. The rules don't apply to me. Now, if you out there listening to the program, if you fly your helicopter in, you're obviously going to get fined. You're going to get in trouble, but not the mayor. So I'm just sitting there saying to myself, is that fair? Because to me, is it a sign of who Mayor Mike Bloomberg really is? The kind of guy he really is? That the rules apply to all of you, but not necessarily to him. Now, if that's true, think about this now, folks. If Mayor Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire, says to himself in the last 6 months, hey, man, 16 times here, I got to do what I got to do. And let's be honest, there's no way he's flying in and out 16 times in the last 6 months breaking the rules because he's just doing official mayor of New York City business. Oh, come on. He's probably going to get, you know, a couple dozen roses for his girlfriend on the helicopter. And he's got to do it for the weekend. Whatever. But it kind of creeps me out. So what does that mean about other stuff he's doing we don't know about until somebody videotapes him? Am I crazy? You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. This is Stephen Baldwin. And I got to tell you something. Not cool, Mayor Mike. Not cool, dude. Can't be a set of rules for you and a set of rules for everybody else. Not how it works. So here's my question. What should be the mayor's punishment? I think he should write a big check to charity. I think he should say, I'm really sorry, I broke the rules. Whatever the fine would have been for the 16 times in the last 6 months that he broke the rules, he should write a check and donate it to charity and say, God, you know what, I apologize, I was out of line, that wasn't cool, it was a bad example. I should be setting a better example as a billionaire mayor of New York City. So what should the judgment be as a result of the actions of Mayor Mike Bloomberg of New York City, breaking the rules, breaking the helicopter rules of New York City? Our number is 888-340-3373. And I want to hear from you because this, I got to tell you, it may be weird or abstract or whatever. This is ticking me off. This is not cool. I live there. I live in the state of New York. I go to New York City 2-3 times a week. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. Give us a call if you want to voice in on Mayor Mike Bloomberg. We'll be right back.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Reasons.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Mr. McCullough is down for the count, people. He got blindsided by some, I don't know, it's like a chirping bird flu, whooping cough, something, something, something. He told me what it was. I don't remember. He says stuff to me, and I don't. It goes in one ear and right out the other most of the time. But we are praying for KMC for a fast recovery. So we're believing for that. And we're talking here tonight. The number is 888-340-3373. And we're going to get to Marcia in New York in 1 second. But Marcia in New York on line one. We're going to come to you in 1 second. I just want to just remind everybody. Mayor Mike Bloomberg, billionaire, has broken a rule at one of the New York City heliports 16 times in the last 6 months. This heliport is open like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and it's closed for the weekend. Now, there's other heliports that operate helicopter business, you know, flying people out to the Hamptons, but not this one that he uses. So a local guy lives in the area. You can imagine this local fella, Ron Sticko, I think is how you pronounce it. He's up on the balcony of his apartment near this helipad. He starts videotaping Bloomberg. It's all over the web. And apparently the mayor flies the helicopter, too, because he's a stud. You know, he's a macho guy. He's like MacGyver and a billionaire and a stud and all rolled into one. But anyway, he breaks this rule where you're not supposed to come in and out of this helicopter pad 16 times in the last 6 months. And I'm like, come on, dude. You got to be kidding me. How does the rules apply to everybody else except you, Mayor? So let's go to line one, Marcia in New York. Marcia, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. What do you think about Mayor Bloomberg's actions here?
Okay, Steve, I wanted to comment on, you know, your mentioning that the Mayor Bloomberg, like every other word you're mentioning, he's a billionaire. And the fact that he's a billionaire and how could he relate to people and how does that affect him being a mayor? And I just wanted to say that, you know, I don't know how many people are aware of the fact that Mayor Bloomberg, do you know how much he makes from the city every year, what his salary is?
No, what is it?
He makes $1 a year.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know if many people are aware of it.
No, I didn't know that.
How many people would do that?
Marcia, hold on a second now. Hold on a second. Let me see if I'm reading you correctly. What I want to know is it fair? I don't care how much money he's got or how much he gets paid. There is a law that says you are not to fly your helicopter in and out of one helipad of New York
over the weekend. First I wanted to just comment on the fact that you keep saying, you know, he's a millionaire, every other word, as if that's something very negative. But I want to know how many mayors in the history of New York, how many, and do many people know that he only earns $1 a year from the city? And he has every right to take a salary.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing, Marcia. Does that mean he's above the law? Because Steven Seagal said, nobody's above the law. Do you remember that, Marcia? That's what Steven Seagal said. So my question to you is the mayor above the law? Yes or no?
No, wait a minute. Okay, so first of all, here he's making $1 a year, which is a very...
Marcia, I heard you. I'm not questioning his charitable goodness of only making $1 a year. Although, I'll circle back to you on that one. Marcia, is he above the law? Should he have the right to break the law and fly his helicopter and break rules 16 times in the last 6 months?
I don't know what the circumstances were for that, so I don't know if I would just comment on that. If you don't know, we don't know what the circumstances were. But what about the fact that you're critical of him? Every other word that your mouth is saying that he's a billionaire.
Marcia, you're adorable. Marcia, you're like the folks that are going to vote for Barack Obama again. I guess are you going to vote for Obama again?
What does that have to do with anything?
Are you going to vote for Obama again? Are you going to vote for Obama again?
I'm a Republican.
I'm sorry?
I happen to be Republican.
Oh, that's cool. Did you vote for Obama?
What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
I'm just asking a kooky question, Marcia. Did you vote for Obama?
And how can he relate to people and be a good mayor?
Did you vote for Obama?
Did you know even know that he only makes $1 a year of salary? What does that say about his character?
I got a different question for you. Did you vote for Obama?
No, but first answer my question, though. What does that say about his character?
You voted for Obama, didn't you, Marcia? And you're the kind of person...
Republican. And why are you saying...
You're the kind of person that is going to allow the rules for Mike Bloomberg to be different than you and me. And you know what, Marcia? I don't care if he makes a dollar. He's not above the law. And he's a billionaire. And he's the mayor of New York. And he should set an example. Because more and more and more and more people, because he's a billionaire and because he's the mayor, are watching him. So what does it say when... I'll tell you the circumstances, Marcia. There's a law that says where he's flying in and out of on the weekend, you're not allowed to do. No matter what. He did it 16 times in the last 6 months. So because he makes a dollar, makes it okay? Is that what you're saying?
Why don't you answer my question?
Well, what's your question, Marcia? What's your question?
Did you even know that he earned $1 a year? And what does that show about his character?
That he's a billionaire and he doesn't need to make a salary as the mayor of New York. That's what it tells my character.
How many people are billionaires and they still make money from the people? How many wealthy government officials are there that still
make themselves? Marcia, I just figured it out. You're right. You're absolutely, I'm going to agree with you on that point. Mike Bloomberg is a good guy because he's a billionaire and doesn't take a salary from being mayor of New York City. Marcia, can you answer my question?
I'm choosing not to.
Can you answer my question now? I answered yours.
Okay, but what about that?
I just agreed with you. I just said that's very nice of him. So now my question is, does that mean it's okay for him to break the law?
He's not living at the city's expense in the mansion. He's living in his own place.
Marcia?
Did you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, Marcia. I'm going to have to let you go if you don't answer the question. Yes or no, is it okay for him to break the law?
Nobody's above the law.
Oh, Marcia! Ding, 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 ding! All right, Marcia, thanks for the call. Wow, that was awesome. Gotta love New York. Gotta love the people of New York.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Johnson.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Stephen Baldwin, actor, author, juggler, extraordinaire. Kevin McCullough is a political pundit, author, Fox contributor, town hall contributor. Like he's just amazing all around, and he's stuck with me. And isn't it just awesome that it's not awesome he's sick, but it's awesome I'm doing the show by myself. I miss him, I love him dearly. But I'm having fun, y'all. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're talking about Mayor Mike Bloomberg breaking the law. And I guess it's okay because he's only makes a buck a year. According to Marcia, our last caller from New York City. Man, Marcia was awesome. Now, Marcia, I'm talking to you again. Because I got to tell you, listen, I like Mayor Mike Bloomberg. I mean, he's done a pretty dang good job. And, you know, to me personally, I find it a little bit creepy that he's the mayor because he's a billionaire. But that's just me. Like, it's weird. Meaning, you know, he's a billionaire. He's flying his helicopter, breaking the law, taking a private plane out to his private island. And then coming back and being like, you know, I'm worried about all y'all. All you folks here that in the city who you know, you're suffering this and that, and there's some poverty in some areas, and, you know, blah, 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 and education and funding and, you know, all the stuff that mayors worry about. And it's interesting. Jackie just popped up a little note to me. This whole helicopter controversy with the mayor, a spokesperson from his office told WABC recently, we just declined to comment. We have no comment about the mayor breaking the law. I mean, some news agency, there's a video online, too, of they're going, hey, mayor, it's like, what's up with breaking the law with the helicopter? And he's like, well, I'll look into that. And I did, you know, if something wasn't communicated to me, I'll look into it. And he's like, no, dude, you're not just getting away just like doing that. 16 times you flew out in and out of a helipad that, you know, you weren't supposed to. What's up with that? He's like, yeah, I'll get back to you. He gets in a car and he leaves. And then that was a week ago. And he still hasn't made a statement. What does that say? What does that say about the guy's personality? I mean, could it be that maybe the mayor thinks, I don't have to answer for this. I'm the mayor. I don't have to explain myself. I was doing mayor business. Hey, Mike, if you're doing mayor business, and that entails doing anything that breaks your own laws, set of rules for you, set of rules for everybody else. Mike, not cool, Mike. Creepy, Mike. Creepy, Mike. You're a billionaire and the mayor of New York City. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. I think Mayor Mike Bloomberg should be fined for all 16 infractions and write a check to a charity. Or fix the potholes. Fix a pothole. Even if all 16 fines, only fix one pothole. Get that done. Or something. 888-340-3373. Now, here's the thing. You know, he's also trying to get this other thing going. I'm serious now, people. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Mayor Mike Bloomberg is trying to get a law passed where nobody can purchase a super-size soda pop in New York City. Mayor Mike Bloomberg is saying that for health reasons and obesity and diabetes and other, you know what? The supersize Coca-Cola, you don't need it. And therefore, we're going to make a law that says you can't have it. It won't be available. Hey, Mike, if I want to drink 47 big gulps in a day, that's my business. Like it's your business to fly your helicopter 16 times in 6 months when you're not supposed to. Or at least you thought so. Until somebody videotaped you. Now all of a sudden you're like, hey, listen, I don't got to explain myself. We're going to be back right after this message. The number is 888-340-3373. You are listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and we'll be right back.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com. If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Our number is 888-340-3373. Welcome to the program. Boy, it's been kind of spicy here on the program tonight. From thoughts from our listeners about President Mubarak in the first hour, and now Marcia from New York City. I don't know what she was talking about. What I tried to say to you before, Marcia, was Mayor Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire mayor of New York City. I'm going to keep saying billionaire, Ivan, because she got really mad. She was upset about the fact that I kept saying billionaire mayor of New York City. I'm just kidding, Marcia. It's Stevie B. I'm having fun. But anyway, Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire mayor of New York City, breaking the helicopter rules 16 times in the last 6 months. Our number is 888-340-3373. I think that's hilarious. And if that's not enough, now he wants to take away your supersized soda pop. Because he says to himself, these folks, that you know, they don't have enough discipline. They don't know what's good for them. You know, you're putting butter on the popcorn, people, and you know, just because I'm a billionaire and I can have a trainer whenever I want, and a nutritionist and a private chef, you know, that means I know better than you. And you can't have the super-sized soda pop anymore. You go to the movies, You got your small, medium, and large. That's it. You get a combo deal. You know? You get the buttery popcorn and a Dove bar. That's it. We can't have you all jacked up on sugar going out to see the Avengers. You might have a heart attack. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. But if I choose to induce my own heart attack, that's my business. No, I'm not saying that either. And I understand at the same time I was saying this to Marcia, that I'm sure he means well. I'm sure he means well. But, you know, I mean, fund a campaign that, like, you know, explains why you're doing it or the importance of better health and lowering your cholesterol and taking care of the diseases caused by too much sugar intake and blah, blah, blah. Diabetes, I get that. That's nice. That's cool. But as the mayor of New York City, should Mike Bloomberg determine, you know, what size soda you drink? That's kind of kooky, people. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. I want to know, should Mayor Mike Bloomberg have the right to determine what size soda pop you order when you go to the movies? Should the mayor of New York City be able to determine and dictate, like President Mubarak, what kind of soda pop you can have, what size soda pop you can have this weekend when you go to the movie theater? Because I can tell you right now, I bet you when he gets on his helicopter and then gets on his private plane and then goes to his private island, I'll bet you the mayor has whatever dang size soda pop he wants. I bet you. Call me crazy. But I'll bet you he's got a big old slurpy curly straw. You know the extended one? Where he can put the cup down on his feet on the floor and he's in the lazy boy getting the back rub from the chair. And he's going, he's turning, he's going, hey guys, no more super size for the little people, but check me out. Huh? It's good to be the mayor. 888-340-3373. Should Mayor Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire mayor of New York City, be able to dictate whether or not you can go to the movie theater this weekend and have a supersize soda pop? Huh. You ask me, Mayor Mike, if I want to drink a supersize soda pop, leave me alone. Now, I'll be honest with you. Stephen Baldwin, you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. When I go to the movies, I actually am conscious of that. I get a small popcorn, and then I get the little fold-up, like little tray that they give you for the drinks, and then there's like the big kind of square section in the middle. I dump the small popcorn in there so I can more evenly disperse my butter when I squirt it on, so then it's all over all the popcorn, but that's just me. And then I never get larger than a medium Coke. I get my, you know, kind of, well, I probably put a little too much butter on the popcorn, but that's just me. I like the butter on the popcorn. Wait a second. Mayor Mike, you're saying no supersize soda pop. Why not limit the butter on the popcorn? Why not have a dispenser of the butter on the popcorn that says, you know, 6 squirts, that's it, no more. Not good for you. And then, I mean, if I wanted to, like, freak out about this, there's so many other things that are issues you could bring up. There's so many other things wrong. And this guy goes, no more supersized sodas? Mike! Talk to me, babe. Ugh. All right, let's hear from Lori, line one in Iowa. Lori, you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live, and we are going to tap her in 1 second. Do we got Lori?
Yes.
Lori, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. What say you with the billionaire Mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, dictator of supersized soda.
I think it's absolutely nuts.
Well, then, we love you, Lori, here at Baldwin McCullough Live, because we subscribe as wholeheartedly as we can to common sense logic. Please continue.
Yeah. It's nuts. Where do they stop with their outreach of, you know, how far can they reach into my life to tell me what to do?
Well, yeah, I hear you about the they part, but tell me more. What do you think of Bloomberg? He's a billionaire, this, that, all that good stuff. You know what, Lori? We're going to go to a break in a second. I want you to stay on the line because I want to pick your brain a little bit more about this. Is that all right? Cool. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. Check us out. We'll be right back.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
Well, what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Project.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. The number 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're going to talk to Butch in just a second, but I want to go back to Lori. Lori, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You said, you know, you're kind of creeped out that they reach into your life so much, and I get all that. I know what you mean, but I just want to know specifically. Mike Bloomberg's a billionaire, and he's breaking helicopter rules 16 times in the last 6 months, and then says, "Oh, by the way, You can't have your supersize beverage. I just want to know specific to that. Like, what is your heart telling you? What would you say to Mike Bloomberg if you could about the soda pop issue?
Well, it's not really surprising that somebody who's okay with abusing their position and power in breaking the law and thinking they're above the law and not even thinking he has to answer for it when questioned over it. It's not right. really surprising that he
right.
thinks he's above my decision making and what's okay for me if I want to supersize pop.
Lori, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Let's go to line two, Butch in Orlando. Butch, what say you about Bloomy, soda pops, and helicopters?
I don't quite understand who is anointed him the protector of all. He has no right meddling into people's lives. Nobody does, especially government. And the super rich and powerful, as he is, they become so power hungry that they think they can push everybody around, and they're anointed in some way. They, you know, because they have that ultimate power, they thrive on it. They have to have more.
Yeah. And just, I hear you, Butch. It's creepy, man. You know, it's like Mayor. I mean, Butch, what kind of soda pop do you get when you go to the movies? Do you get the supersize?
Absolutely. The movies take it.
Well, then, you know what, Butch? On behalf of my homie, Butch, I say to the mayor of New York, just mind your own business. Right, Butch?
You said it much nicer than I would say it.
Thanks for your call, brother. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live, and just want to talk another second here and just say, I have had so much fun this evening having done a hostile takeover of the program. Just kidding. Kevo McCullough, I bet you by now, like, he's been listening, and then he's probably just, like, passed out on, like, you know, some kind of cold flu medicine. But please, all you prayer warriors out there, lift up Kevin McCullough for a fast recovery. I also want to give a shout-out to my dear friend Ron Luce, a wonderful man of ministry. His daughter Hannah needs some prayer. She suffered an accident, and we just pray for a speedy recovery for her. God bless each and every one of you, Baldwin McCullough folks out there, and everyone else. It's been a great fun. Take care. God bless.